Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, I apologize. I got some music coming from my laptop. Don't you hate that? That's kind of scary. You know, what if I was watching a tampon commercial or something? Oh, by the way, what is going on? I've never read 50 Shades of Grey, but apparently there's supposed to be this big, huge hullabaloo that the movie is leaving out a controversial scene from the 50 Shades of Grey book, and the scene that the movie wants to leave out is where the lover removes a tampon from, I guess, the lady. I don't know if she's the star or whatever. Now, I don't see why that is something sexy. Okay, when I think of tampons or being on my period, I think of pain, I think of cramps, I think of leave me the hell alone. But apparently the author thought that was supposedly something sexy. So I guess the movie 50 Shades of Grey is going to be leaving that scene out. Can I just say, and I'm sure many of you are with me, thank you. I don't know if I don't want to see a movie that I haven't read the book for. See, I read The Hobbit, I read The Lord of the Rings, and then I see the movie. That's how I like to do it. No, I never read the Star Wars movies, no. I've never read a Michael Fassbender book, because I don't know if there's a book that he does the movie for. I don't know. X-Men? Do X-Men have books? No. So anyway, I'll have to read 50 Shades of Grey and then I'll watch a movie, but all I know is that's pretty disgusting. Okay, apparently we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, I say apparently, there's a drug-resistant superbug that has infected 32 people in a Seattle hospital that they think was spread through contaminated scopes. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how more pregnant women, when they're giving birth, are asking for laughing gas. This is no laughing matter. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about more news on the measles outbreak that has started in Disneyland and we think might have already extended to multiple states, unless just measles is back and everyone's blaming Disneyland because they want to. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. Even when you get measles, you're still happy. You know, people are running around sick and feverish and vomiting and throwing up. I was so constipated and bloated the last time I was there, yet I was still running around all happy. Yeah, it's Disneyland. Then, is gum chewing better for your teeth than flossing? I'm sure some dentists are probably going to get their panties in a bunch with this one. Me too. My panties are totally up in a bunch. I'll have to fix them during break. Gum better than flossing. We'll talk about why. Want to talk about Senator Harry Reid sustaining an eye injury when he was working out. And, you know, despite how you feel about Harry Reid and the politics going on, I do have to admit, for a 75-year-old, I think he is, you know, working out and exercising, at least he's working out and exercising, all right? Unfortunately, he sustained a pretty bad injury to his eye. We'll talk about what's been revealed on that. And sperm counts. Apparently, sperm counts are falling because you men are drinking water that has a lot of us women's estradiol that we have peed out from the birth control pills we're taking. So you are drinking our estrogen from our pee-pee. And now your sperm counts are falling. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This study came out I really apologize. I can't breathe out of my nose. My nose is, like, really stocked up. So one of you guys, you know, got me sick. I don't know which one of my patients. And no. I'm not going to smack you upside the head. Usually I say that I'm going to, you know, beat my patients up. But no, I'm not going to inflict any bodily harm on my patients because, you know, I'm here for them. But gosh, man, you know, if you're sick, all right, just let me see you. And then don't sit there and laugh and talk and hug and whatever. All right, let me, like, move on because otherwise I'm going to get sick and then I can't see other patients. Anyway, they say burns up to as much as $2 million in a lifetime. That's a lot of money. The study from finance site Wallet Hub found that lifelong smokers in states where cigarettes costs are hit the most hardest. Apparently, Alaska gets hit the hardest, Connecticut and New York, where the cost over 50 years covers around $2 million. My guess is $2 million per person. Even in the states where cigarettes cost the least, still, the cigarettes are still expensive. In South Carolina, a pack of smokes costs $5. Typical smoker can expect their habit to cost them $786,000 in cigarettes and missed investment opportunities. They could have put that $786,000 into, I don't know, you know, buying a radio station and playing the Dr. Dolly show or putting getting a house for their grandkids. There's so much you could have done with that. Pez for life. In Alaska, where a pack of cigarettes costs double, then the South Wallet Hub thought put the lifetime cost at $1.5 million. I guess they added cigarette costs, lost investments, healthcare costs, income loss, as well as other costs like higher insurance premiums and denied insurance claims. The five most expensive states also include Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Yet it's cheaper in South Carolina, West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Georgia. You know, who was it that said every time they're going to reach for a cigarette, they're going to put the money in the jar and then all the money they saved from not buying cigarettes, they're going to buy themselves, you know, like a bottle of Grey Goose or something like that, okay, which, by the way, should not be a substitute for that. We know smoking costs, but, you know, I have expensive habits even though I don't smoke. Like, I love having some Hershey's or Dove chocolate nearby. Well, if I didn't spend money when I went to Target on that, you know, I would be a real, well, I would not have to work. That's how much money I spend on chocolate. So, you see, what else do we spend a lot of money on? Well, like gas. You know, if I didn't drive to work and I walked to work, even though work is like 8.5 miles away, if I walked to work, I'd be saving money on gas. That's what, $60 every week or two? So that's pretty significant. So it costs a lot of money. You guys know it. I think you didn't need a study for that. So if it's at all a piece of cake for you, and I know how much of a piece of cake it could possibly be, cut back on the smokes. You save money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, this really ticks me off. And, okay, what are parents thinking? Did you guys hear about this, where a middle school principal was almost charged because there was a boy who was going through an asthmatic attack? And so she gave the kid her prescription inhaler so that he could breathe. Now, police investigated Carrie Thompson. The boy's parents complained after they found out that the Woodland Middle School principal had given their son, a severe asthmatic, her inhaler without contacting them. Woodland Police Chief Philip Crochet said this week that while she may have acted illegally, her actions were considered common sense to help the student and may have saved the boy's life. These parents need a smack upside their head. Oh, my gosh. City of Woodland prosecuting attorney Fred Johnson decided against pursuing criminal charges. According to the police report, Ms. Thompson told her superintendent that her actions had been illegal, but Superintendent Michael Green had told her that it was a good thing she violated policy because her action probably saved the boy's life. The student's father, Jason Burr, told police he believed she was trying to help, but was worried that Thompson's inhaler may have been too strong. A police report said that the former middle school English teacher, Holly Royal, had witnessed the incident, and apparently she, they told another teacher, and then that teacher told the Burr family, and then I guess it went to the police. Now, here's the thing. Talk about a kid that's undergoing an asthmatic attack, and here you are, a fellow human being. You are going to do whatever you could do, all right, to, you know, help the kid. There should be good Samaritan laws that protect you. Now, why are there all these rules and regulations, and why is this a big hullabaloo? Well, the reason why is, you know, once you okay something like this, then, yeah, teachers could give kids their prescription medications. Are the kids going to now be receiving from their teachers medical marijuana, narcotics, Xanax, etc.? So, you know, with any time there's policy, there's always room for more policy. And so this to me could be an absolute cluster. What I recommend is this, okay? If any child has asthma, send the child to school with multiple inhalers or multiple medications with specific instructions, and there be a particular locked up cubby, and the school, well, I don't even know if I like locked up. I want that kid to be able to take the medicine if he needs it. Most kids know more about their asthma than the middle-aged, you know, principal. But you know, the kids should not need to require, that's the parents' fault. I mean, you send your kid to school, he has an asthmatic attack, and your kid doesn't have anything to use. Now, what medicines do schools have? A lot of times, it varies. I mean, they'll have some Tylenol, they'll have some Motrin, sometimes they'll have some Benadryl for allergies, etc. But it really varies. Some schools have EpiPens, some don't. And EpiPens are used if the kid is having a life-threatening allergic reaction. You could stab the kid in the thigh with some epinephrine, hopefully not to be used by somebody who doesn't like the kid. And it helps the kid get through the anaphylaxis that they're going through. It's called an EpiPen. Some schools have those, some they don't, because you need a prescription for them. And most schools are staffed by a nurse. I heard at one point, and I was really shocked by this, in one school community when there wasn't enough money to go around, that the nurse would visit every couple days, that there was never a nurse all the time on staff. That's pretty scary in and of itself. Okay, I mean, when you have kids of that nature, you need to have somebody, at least a nurse even, that can administer, you know, emergent care if that kid needs it while you're waiting for 911, etc. So my recommendation to you parents is, because you don't know if other schools are going to be like, you know what, do nothing. Or, I mean, what if the teacher goes, you know what, I can't follow policy. Sorry. I have to, you know, reject common sense, and I don't want to lose my job, and I don't want anybody pressing charges. So I'm going to let your kid whimper and wheeze and become hypoxic, and we'll just call 911. Wouldn't the school have been sued if that happened also? It's so stupid. It gets me so mad when somebody doing something good gets penalized or punished. Now, what about the topic of, okay, you know, the father thought that the inhaler could have been too strong. All right, there's tons of different asthmatic inhalers. You got the albuterol, Pro Air, etc. These are these rescue inhalers that we use. And with those, with the exception of, you know, infants and stuff with dosing, you know, usually kids and adults will use a very similar inhaler when we're doing a rescue inhaler. We want to open your lungs up. Yes, it could cause, you know, your heart rate to rise. Yes, it could cause anxiety, etc. But in an emergent situation, we're going to give you albuterol. And most of these inhalers, whether we use a spacer with it or not, are pretty standard for your average kid, middle school, adult, etc. If she had one of those steroid inhalers, then I could see the parents going, why are you giving the kid the wrong medicine? You're giving the kid a steroid inhaler. So, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, her trying to do whatever she could do to, you know, save the boy's life. But, you know, what if it was the wrong inhaler? What does the teacher really know medicine? So, I mean, I understand why the parents have a cow, but do they really need to get the police involved? That's stupid. All right, and now you're going to see a reluctance to help the kid again. And it's not the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault. So, parents, you know what to do. Make sure if your kid has any medical issues, and talk to the doctor and say, look, just in case the teachers or the superintendent or somebody doesn't want to administer care, what do we do if my kid goes through X, Y, and Z? Now, on the flip side, we need to prevent your kid from going into anaphylaxis to begin with. So, for example, if your kid has a peanut allergy, you know, we may want the kid to see an allergist, maybe try and get desensitized, figure out what we could do, make sure the kid may have, you know, some pre-medication on board, etc. Same thing with asthma. Okay, if asthma is in good control and we are doing the right preventative measures, either having the kid on an inhaled corticosteroid or a Singulair or a leukotriene antagonist or something to, you know, prevent this huge inflammatory response and antihistamine, etc., then you want to make sure that before the kid goes to school in the winter, that their asthma is in pretty good shape. You know, when I hear that a kid all of a sudden goes into a severe asthmatic attack, I immediately look at what have we been doing the last couple weeks. And many times the kid has been bouncing around between one household or another and rarely takes medication regularly. And a lot of times for real bad asthmatics, and even for you adults out there, you need to, before the allergy season or the asthma season kicks in, you need to, a couple weeks before, start your medicine regimen so that you don't get the attack. A lot of controversy over taking steroids, not so much oral steroids because we don't seem to do that a lot, but the inhaled corticosteroids to help prevent the attacks. Some of you take nasal spray like Nasonex, Flonase, Vansinase. You know, you take the nasal steroids for the nose to prevent allergies or asthma. Some of you do the by mouth Flovent, Symbicort, Advair, Dulera, etc. These are very, very phenomenal medications in terms of preventing full-blown asthmatic attacks. But you can't just start some of them immediately when you're starting to wheeze. These are things that have to kind of build up. It takes a couple weeks sometimes to get the inflammation down and get yourself in good shape. I also recommend that if any of you guys have an asthmatic in the house, adult or child, to get a pulse oximetry. One of those little pulse oxes. I'm starting to see some of these for $35, $40 online. These pulse oxes are great in that you could put it on your kid's finger and see where their oxygen is. I think all parents should have one. I think it's extremely important. All right? And then you could know if your kid's going to school and their oxygen is at 92, well, then that's not good. Maybe keep them home. All right? Take them to the doctor. Oxygen 92 and below is not good at all. Well, his fingers are cold. Well, then warm his fingers up. When his fingers are nice and warm. Well, my daughter has real long nails, and she has all these sparklies and bedazzled on her nails. Well, then, I don't know, put it on her toe. Well, the toes are probably, you know. But it's something that you guys can do. I want to empower you guys as parents so you don't have to deal with some of the BS that seems to happen a lot of times in schools. And, you know, if for any of you teachers out there that are you know, taking that extra step and going on a ledge for your students. Bravo, and God bless you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I remember years ago in the 70s, okay, I would argue with my sister about chewing gum. I think there was the Trident, you know, and how Trident was good for your teeth. Commercial says Trident's good for your teeth. Yeah, but it's gum. The sugar in the gum. Yeah, but what if it's sugar-free? Then isn't it good for your teeth? So I remember us fighting about it, and I remember Dennis telling us, you know, the use of your teeth and the gums and the generation of the saliva can actually be very, very good for your teeth. Like, wait, really? Because my doctors always told me to stop chewing gum because of my TMJ. Well, researchers at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands studied the effectiveness of chewing gum. And they found that if you chewed gum, 10 minutes of chewing gum could remove 100 million bacteria from your mouth. Now, of course, we probably have trillions of bacteria in the mouth, but still. So, researchers found that just that little bit piece chewing gum removed 10% of the microbial load in your saliva in 10 minutes. They said that gum can be just as effective as flossing, but that doesn't mean it could substitute for flossing. Remember, why do you floss? You floss to get in between the teeth, get the crud out of in between the teeth, away from the gums, and it also helps kind of massage the gums when you kind of go in and floss and bring some circulation to the gums. Gum chewing, like bubble gum, that even though it may remove bacteria, it may not be taking out the pieces of teeth. The study appeared in the journal Plus One, led by researchers from the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. They found that the gum was most effective in the first 30 seconds of chewing. After that, it became less effective because it would, you know, not trap bacteria as much. They said the gum that did not contain sugar was useful. If it did contain sugar, unfortunately, it could feed the oral bacteria. This would have to be sugar-free gum. Apparently, they were asked to chew the gum for 10 minutes. The recipients, 100 million bacteria were detected on each piece of chewed gum, with that number increasing. Now, wait a second. Okay, you got to be careful. A lot of us will touch our gum before we put it in our mouth and how much bacteria is on that. So, you know. Okay, I don't want to talk about this because it's making me kind of nauseous. All right, let me see. I don't think I have any other information on this. Looks like just that's it. All right, that's good enough for me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, many people complain that the sky is falling, and some men out there are complaining that their sperm counts are falling. And they think that falling sperm counts, sorry, I didn't really know how to transition to this one, I'm sorry. So hard when you crisscross back and forth between below the belt and then the mouth and below the waist and then above the waist. It's very, very hard to crisscross. By the way, when I was having a power outage and the President Obama and the State of the Union get to turn it back on, he says something to the effect of, I'm going to crisscross the United States. I hope, and somebody please clarify if that means he's actually going to be traveling. I'm not really sure what he's crisscrossing. Is he going to crisscross out? Not sure what that means. Okay, you always get really, really nervous when there's red buttons. Okay, you know, so just please don't be crisscrossing if you don't mind. If it's a travel thing, that's one thing. Anyway, now let's go back to this one. Scientists say the sex hormone estradiol, okay, it's in birth control, and it passes untreated through sewage plants, can even have a larger effect on sperm than the BPA or bisphenol A. Now remember, BPA, bisphenol A, is found in some plastics that we use for containers, bottles, coatings, and tin cans, etc. And it's commonly used in the cash register receipt, the thermal paper, which, by the way, is my favorite paper. I just love the shine and the feel to it. I could just rub it all over my face, but don't because it has BPA. All right. Researchers claim that BPA can disrupt hormones, raising a wide risk of a number of issues like diabetes, obesity, cancer, etc. We've already banned it in Europe in baby bottles, right? But they say, all right, we got that issue. But what about estrogen? Washington State University geneticists found a direct link between the BPA and disrupted sperm production. They say, in addition to these effects, there was a larger effect on sperm by estrogen. And the birth control, most birth controls have estrogen, ethylene estradiol, some form of estrogen. And they think that the reason why sperm counts are falling may not just be BPA. They said back in the 1990s, Danish researchers reported a genuine decline in semen quality over the last 50 years. We've lost a lot of quality of things, right, over the last 20-some years, right? Even radio hosts, honestly. You used to be able to listen to the real good, juicy radio. Anyway, nope, has nothing to do with sperm. And so 2 years ago, a large Spanish study warned that sperm counts are falling at an alarming rate, Dios mío, up to 38% in a decade, with diet and lifestyle largely to blame. Oh, no, it's bueno. I want to read that Spanish study, and I want to read it. I want to read it in Spanish. I want to make sure I can understand it and be able to tell you. Researchers from the University of Murcia found, found that even in young men, sperm concentration fell by an average of 2% a year. Stop the giggles. We're not talking about actual falling. We're talking about, right, we're not talking about losses. And they said it could soon hit levels where fertility is compromised. Dr. Hunt, who has a long history of working with BPA, her work, it's a she, is now studying female reproduction from mice to monkeys. The hypothesis that estrogen disruptors in the environment are at play. Yeah, so you guys understand what's going on, right? Okay? We women, we go pee, okay? And, you know, we have birth control in our systems. Now, I'm not taking any estrogen. You can tell. Do I sound like I'm taking any estrogen? So my birth control is the IUD. And we've talked a lot about what's up in my uterus, right? Have we? Do we need to explore what's going on in my uterus right now? No, no. All right. It's an IUD. No estrogen. Okay? Any estrogen I make is coming from my ovaries, and then I pee out, I guess, whatever I naturally pee out. However, from birth control, those things get eliminated when the body's like, I don't need this and I don't need that. Goes to the water treatment plants. If the water treatment plants don't need to, or don't even know how to filter it out, you now get your bottle, your water, you go into a restaurant, sir, would you like some Voss or some sparkling water? No, 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 I'll just take the freebie tap, which is what I always order. I'm like, no, no, I'll just take a glass of ice water. I hate that when the food server asks me, would I like some bottled water? You know, no, I mean, I'm not going to spend that kind of money for water. Just give me the freebie water. Are you going to order a cocktail? No, I'm just going to have the water because the food's so expensive that I'll just take the water so I'll save money. I hate that. And that just sets the mood for the whole rest of the night. And they're like, oh, man, Dolly's going to be cheap. No, I'm not going to order a $12 cocktail. I'm not going to, you know, buy Voss at this point, even though I love Voss. Voss water is one of my favorites. That's like fancy. All right, so anyway. All right, so what should you guys be doing? Well, if you're trying to skip tap water and go to the bottled water, you worry about BPA. If you go to the tap, you're worried about sperm. So I really can't give you guys much more advice than that. Just maybe mix it up a little bit, okay? With being leached into our water system. Remember there was a study that the fish are getting a lot of Prozac? Barely any of us that take Prozac or antidepressants, when we urinate that out, that gets into the water system, and they're finding higher levels of those medications in our fish. Some of you may be like, yeah, this is really cool. I'm able to fish, and the fish don't even put up a fight, and they're so easygoing. I'm able to fish. Yeah, because they're probably doped on these antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. So they're like, ah, this is pretty nice. So fishing has become a little easier. The only thing is now we turn around and now you're eating fish with somebody else's urine excrement of paroxetine. So you know what? What comes around goes around. That's where the saying comes from. What comes around goes around. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of these days we need to explore all the twins that are being born. You know, with so many people now using in vitro or using fertility treatments, we're seeing tons more people have twins. We probably have more twins or triplets than we ever have. And I wonder how that's going to affect our the next generation. Well, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you a while back had asked me about these creams to help increase your breast size. And I was like, what? Really? There's creams that do that? And I would probably say, no, don't. And unfortunately, a New York woman has learned the hard way and is suing a global cosmetics company over claims that one of its bust-enhancing serums failed to deliver the promised results, that it was a deceptive $60 cream. According to the New York Post, Rais Belpena, who lives in the Bronx, filed a $5 million lawsuit against skincare brand Talika USA, claiming that the $60 bottle, which a company guaranteed would leave her with bigger and firmer breasts, had no effect on her body. She said she used the product consistently for a month and a half back in 2014, so is accusing the company of unfair trading and false advertising. I have to admit, it is a beautiful bottle. I mean, I like the it's blue and it's a beautiful shape bottle. I don't see how that would do anything, though, for breast size. She claims she is owed damages because she was conned into buying the Bust Phyto Serum 2.0, and she could have opted for a much cheaper version. The suit argues that Talika Company had used a misleading marketing campaign in order to market its deceptive product, which your breast size was supposed to go up a whole cup within just 6 weeks. The product offers a push-up effect, and it'll increase the firmness of the breasts by 71% due to its magic formula. I guess it introduces Bust Phyto Serum. I'm not really sure what's in it and how it works. It's supposed to be a plant-based formula with an enhanced phyto-volumizing complex composed of mangosteen, quince, and sea kelp bioferment. This combination is the best of science, technology, and natural ingredients. Okay, here's the thing. All right, first of all, having big breasts myself, and I really apologize. I'm sure many of you hear, you know, the knocking on the microphone. But, you know, a cream, okay, first of all, you don't want them. Okay, I am very, very nervous that because I have a lot more tissue, I could unfortunately be at risk for breast cancer. We already have breast cancer in the family. So to me, they've been a big liability. You know, was I ever able to get the men I wanted to with them? Yeah, I got my husband. Now I got him. He's hooked. You know, he's now legally bound to me, and you know, I have him chained in the bedroom on occasion, and I, you know, he's not going anywhere. So, you know, I've definitely contemplated if I have any more scares or biopsies that I may just have them removed. So doing anything to enhance or volumize or increase makes me nervous as a doctor and should make you nervous too. Because you worry, I mean, in terms of chemical, not in terms of implants. Implants have been shown to be still pretty safe. But in terms of trying to stimulate some sort of growth in there, that makes me nervous. You don't want anything stimulating any sort of growth or volume, et cetera, even if it has that ability. So you don't want to do that. You want to be careful. Number two, okay? If most people are opting for a $5,000 to $10,000 surgery and you come across a $59.99 bottle that claims it could do the same thing, can I urge you to maybe raise an eyebrow? Okay, there, you know, there, if there were creams that worked, creams, okay, something that goes on the epidermis, that'll go all the way into the fat and duct tissue, and then maybe prime the muscle, the pectoralis muscle underneath. And, you know, if there was something that could really do that, I would be scared to death of that sort of a topical cream myself. But just think about it, okay? You know, now, a lot of us are born with breast sizes that we don't want. Okay, that's why, again, we have cosmetic surgery for it. And a lot of us droop. After having a baby, you droop. You know, the ligaments start to relax. It starts to deflate. Things start to sag. That's what happens. And evolution wants that to happen. We are not supposed to be perky and spry and exciting, because then the male mate could possibly lose you to another mate, and then who rears the cubs? So you are designed to look like absolute crap after you give birth, so that you have nothing better to do than to sit there with your kids. You know, I will never leave my husband or leave the kids because I can't. Look at me. Who's going to want me? So by default, I got nothing better to do than to stay at home. But if a woman still looks smoking hot after having the kids and other male mates wanted to woo her, she could then possibly be taken away from the nest or taken away from the den or taken away from the condo. So you need to, you know, there's an evolutionary reason why we women have to suffer. We do. Now, men, they could still look good. They could still look tight. They could still look in shape for many years to come. Because in the male species, for a male human species or animal species, they need to propagate as much as possible to keep their species going. But they want the female to rear the younglings. There's no need for them to look good once they have younglings. Now, let's say you can't get pregnant. Very interesting. I have very attractive women coming in as patients. And I go, do you have any kids? Most of them say no. See? The attractive women don't have kids. Yet I could tell when somebody's, you know, cranked out four babies. Or like me, a good couple babies. Big-headed babies with episiotomy scars that go up to my chin. Okay? That's what happens. Okay? I am right now evolutionarily marred. So I'm branded. No one's going to touch me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Harry Reid is going to undergo eye surgery to help recover his full vision. He was working with exercise equipment. He was exercising that unfortunately snapped and broke and hurt his eye. We were concerned that he had a blowout fracture, a fracture of the bones that are keeping the eye in place, or an issue to his globe, etc. The globe, the part of the eye, and we were worried about bleeding, etc. A lot of times we wait for the swelling to go down, and then they go in and do more surgery. He unfortunately suffered broken ribs as well, but this exercise band broke January 1. The eye surgery is a necessary step, they say, to assist to recover his full vision. He is going to remain at his D.C. home for several days to minimize strain on the injured eye. I know some of you think that most people in the Senate don't even read the bills, too. I'm really, surprised that his eye is going to be that strained as it is, especially with the way bills are passed. But I am impressed that he did go back to work even in between surgery and repair. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed that him at 75 years old is exercising. Okay? So they're going to reconstruct the bone, and they're going to drain the blood off the front part of the eye, the back part of the eye, and he's confident that he'll be quite good after that. They, according to this source, they say Reid indicated that he may sue the maker of the exercise equipment if he finds out it was defective. Let's say if I were, I wouldn't be broadcasting it. Oh, he told reporters. So reporters are like, are you going to sue? All right. So he made his first public appearance since the accident and told us what was going on. And he said these injuries will not prevent him from running for a sixth term next year. And his office has worked hard to emphasize that he is continuing to work while he has been recuperating. A lot of various levels of the eye. We've talked about that on the show before. So depending on where the bleeding is and the pressure, if whatever the body doesn't absorb, we need to surgically extrude or surgically evacuate. So good luck with that. And whew, God, that's a tough one. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.